You are in the multi-purpose room of the Successful Endeavors for Kids School in Southeast Kansas. Successful Endeavors is an alternative school for kids suffering from extreme emotional disturbances. Basically, they're a slip up away from a mental institution or a juvenile detention center. This is where we start. Hey, there he is, Sean Lewis, our writer in residence. You made it, you're here, that's good, I'm happy, I'm excited. Sit down, sit down, sit down. And you were the resident playwright at Interact Theater in Philadelphia, it says. Very impressive, master of fine arts, good. And your last play got mixed reviews. Hey, you're young, don't worry about it.
Sean Christopher Lewis is bringing his one-man play Just Kids to open the Co-Festival of Performance at Amherst College this weekend. The play takes place in an alternative school.
Now, when I meet the kids, they're all in a room that's covered in Christian posters with a woman at the center who says, "Sean, I just want you to know that God has put these kids in a school surrounded by churches. That way the prayers don't have to travel far to get where they're needed." Mrs. Anderson, she's small, she's sweet, and she really likes mugs with pictures of Donald Duck or Jesus on them.
You play all the characters in it.
I do. Part of it is that I like it. I start out as an actor. But a part of it is also, you know, a lot of the shows that I do, they talk about social issues. The thing was, a lot of theaters, when I was writing Killadelphia and with Just Kids also, a lot of theaters were like, it's expensive. That's a lot of people. We don't know that anyone's going to ever want to see something about this. And so doing the solo work was, in a way, a necessity to say, I believe the show should exist. This is as easy as I can make it for you. I think people have seen a lot of bad shows like this, like a lot of bad political theater that either tells them too much of what they already believe or tries to dictate how they should feel. I'm not as interested in that. I'd rather you meet the kids. My name is Aaron, I'm 15, and this weekend I play video games.
I'm Bailey, I'm 13, I don't play video games. I think that they're gay. They're why Aaron's so fat.
Yo, don't say something ignorant like that in class, especially when we got a guest. That's why everyone in this town thinks that we're all stupid. I'm sorry, sir. My name is Jericho. I'm 15, and I didn't do anything this weekend.
Jericho, that's not true. I thought you said that your dad came by your house.
Oh, yeah, right. My dad came by my mom's house, and I told him if he ever did that again, I'd kill him. Jericho!
What? You asked?
Jericho, he's been in this school for 2 years, and he's an aspiring rapper, except he only wants to rap in commercials for his mom's favorite products, all of which are alcoholic beverages.
Oh, you want me to do one? Okay.
Mom, you like drinking Miller High Life? Because living your low life sucks.
Very quickly, when we started doing the writing exercises with the students, you know, the stuff they wrote about was like stuff kids write about. I'm writing about a little kitten who's really scared who becomes a lion. And I'm like, oh, that's really cute. And then there was a guy who wrote these funny little plays about food all the time, where the main character of his play was called Mr. Hot Dog. And the hot dog desperately wants to be anything besides a hot dog. Now on the surface, incredibly mundane. As I worked with the kids more and more, I started realizing everything that they wrote had to do with people who didn't want to be what they were. And it's not that the kids are thinking in this big metaphorical way.
But it's coming out in a big metaphorical way.
Massively.
Sean Christopher Lewis, you're the kickoff performance for the Co-Festival of Performing Arts, Just Kids. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on campus at Amherst College. The theme for the Co-Festival this year is courage.
Yeah.
What has this play, writing this play, and these kids in this alternative school in Kansas taught you about courage?
You're in rural Kansas right along the Oklahoma border with a group of kids that basically every school has said, I don't want you. And a lot of times their own parents have said, like, I don't want you. But the kids come to the school. The kids wanted to learn. When I first got offered the opportunity to go, I was like, why the hell would I go to rural Kansas to do anything? Which was such a snobbish response. But I really fell in love with a lot of it. You know, they're fighting against so much. Like the downtown area of Independence, Kansas, like all of the storefronts are closed. Like the major stores, like they don't have any. And the one big store in downtown that still exists is the Army recruitment. That's the way out. Like the way out is for them to go to the Army recruiter and leave soon. So it's things like that that I'm just like, it always amazes me like how strong people can be in those types of situations. Because they do. They keep going. They keep fighting.
Sean Christopher Lewis, the one-man show Just Kids at the Co-Fest, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Amherst.